My name is, the actual name is L-E-W-I-S. They all call me Louis, but it's not my name. And the last name is Reinecker, not Minecker.
Minecker.
The Minecker won't get on the tape.
Well, that don't matter. I'm just around here. I heard you today. And I was born January 27th, 1914, in Sumas, Washington. And my mother was the first white girl ever born in that, down on that street, on the Canadian side, an American. We crossed the border there and coming to the Queen Charlotte Islands and December 3rd, 1917, we got to Port Clements on December the 6th, 1917. I was the youngest of the first five boys when I got there. But when we got through with the family, it was eight boys and one girl, and the girl was the youngest one. It took nine times before they got the girl. She had a wonderful time. And I can still remember the celebration on at the First World War, 1918. Still remember that. And we stayed there, and my folks were, Dad was logging. I went to there. It's a full 8 years. That's all I got to go. And we used to have a great, but we didn't know what town looked like, though. And city. We didn't leave that island for years.
How many people would there have been?
When we came, there was nothing on Sunday to see 1,000 men walking the streets. Nothing to do, yeah. There was three mills there running 24 hours a day, airplanes were. There's one at Buckner Bay, one at Sewell in the same bay, and plus the Davis rafts that was going out of there.
That would have been the Union boats.
What?
Down the coast.
Yeah, no, it was CN. Oh. The Prince Rupert was one of them that cost to run the coast. But they didn't go to Charlotte Islands. They had a smaller boat for that. And we used to be in the, we practically lived in the woods there, fishing and everything. With nobody else to ask us what we could do, we knew what to do. See, our family, there's very few families in there, and we had kids average in the school. It averaged four a year in the school. There was one other family had the other half, and there wasn't even that many in between them. And the first time at work, I was 12 years old in the Fergus Bay Cannery. At 12 years old, I got 25 cents an hour room and board, and we averaged 10 to 12 hours a day. That's something you'll never see again. They had one boat at Ferguson Bay. It was a four-masted wooner. It had steam in it with it, but it was still up. And that was a cannery. And the only thing you see, most canneries, everything goes wrong. This all that when you want to, cans come up from the bottom of the ship, when you want to put the case down, it went down to the bottom of the ship. And they were all pound cans, and they had a small two line in the bay where the dock was, and it was a half pound flats. That's the first half pound flats I ever seen. And so the last time I worked in the cannery for an awful long time. And then I started working about the cutting telephone poles at 14 years old. And it was American outfit. They come in there. In 1922, the poles are taken off the islands. And they got one pole on the islands. It was 10 feet long. It was 8 inches up. And you could draw a line from heart center to center of that pole, and did not line would not go off the side. It was right. So it was taken to New York City for a flagpole. I like to have the money it cost to get there too. And they closed up 1930. That's where my high school went to. The poles are still in the woods I cut. We had 1 week to get it out, and we didn't get it out. So then we moved to Masset after that. There was quite an argument with our school teacher there. And people had kids, wouldn't go to send the kids to the school. We moved to Masset to school. I lived in Masset until... I'm not used to talking to people. And so then we stayed in town for about 2 years, and we moved, got a place out of town 3 miles. And that's where the property that they put the airplane place, airport, in the wartime. They built the thing in 12 days, the last plane on it, from the time they went in to the time they had the plane down. It was a wire mesh, and they hooked together. Just laid it on the beach, smoothed it off. And that, the reason they, you put the Navy out there, it was the Navy, handling hours, Navy, was that we had the best radio, and best radio was placed in BC. They could pick up where we couldn't anywhere else. We had a small radio, and the first one they had, and everybody, we had nobody in town. They'd had the ones that's 3 times as strong as, and we got better radio. So that's what brought the Navy and Air Force into that country, was that. And they can pick up right through across Russia from that district. Even yet, they're still there. I don't know if you know that road across, the original road across the Park of Talal, was a plank road built on timbers. It was 2 feet wide, two planks, foot planks, right. And some places it'd be up and this high off the ground. And there was never anybody really hurt there. Only one guy had his girlfriend with him, and he took the one hand off the steering and held it around the girl, and then he took the other hand off, so he went and got a collarbone. And that was the only accident I ever had on that road. And I walked that, Dad and I went to Mass at once, and we rode, walked the tow hill and down the coast to Port Clements. Now, at 14, I carried a 65-pound pack on my back, and and we crossed that before that road was finished in 1998. And then when I'm a little bit behind myself here, then 1928 to put the road finished off, and that was the plank road. And that we started, went to, I, when we got to Masset in 1931, I dug the race, that was the first time I ever dug racer clams in that country. And so we had it 31 in spring, we worked on the tides. Then 32, and then after they closed it down to 38. And we were afterwards, but they closed it down because it did not pay them. They couldn't pay enough to make it afford it. And I've seen one of those, so it's 28 ounces, and their shell is so thin that you hand on it. I've got scars in my hand from doing it. Yet it was 26 of flesh on that thing. You ever seen them? I'll have to bring some. I figure I'm being over there next month, so clams, I'll bring some and let you people see them.
Is the population still as huge?
What?
Then?
No, that all. No, after that one. The last mill implants was finished in 26. 1926. And the Baxter Bull Company left in 19. After that, the town was just about dead.
Baxter.
Yeah.
Baxter.
Yeah. The polls they got there, they only took the number one. They got all the number twos they wanted down south in Vancouver Island there. They told us that. That's why they were so had to be so straight and everything. But we didn't get the poles there like here. We didn't get that thick part. You didn't touch them, limmy ones. It had to be what they call a second growth, the fresh, the young growth. And in 1937, I went to Stewart. And if you'd have told me a few years back when they opened the road up to that, I'd drive through that country, I said, people are nuts. They stayed there one winter there, shoveling iron ore when they could. And then in 1940, I left the islands and went to Rupert. I get work there, and I landed up in the welders in the shipyards there, like her. Well, yeah, and our ship's a little bigger than she did. They're only 10 foot and 10,000 tons. And I got sick from the welding in 1930, and I had it. And there was a whole bunch of them should have quit before I did. The reason for that is that it's a lack of iron in your blood. Those welding things out of your blood, and you have to take the iron pills. We didn't know anything about it until after it's too late. So then I moved to Vancouver went down, and then after I threw welding, I started falling and a power saw filing, but only these saws now are just playthings. They're not saws. The one I used was a 129 pounds of machine up without the bar and chain. So when you picked it up over your head, you were doing something.
You had a two-man saw.
Huh?
Two-man.
Yes, they're all two-man saw. They were. They hadn't got a single man saw out there. I did have one, and one of the first ones ever put years afterwards of the single without the man on it. And I used the one that we had there was a horsepower, but that wasn't as heavy as the one that we used. I worked with a man that chopped the under that fell a first tree on any power saw. That was done in Germany, 1926. And he was bucking for the crew I was working with. That's when that first saw was made.
Mm-hmm.
he didn't want to get on it. He didn't like the looks of him, but he landed up had to do it. No, but I quit and went back to town. And then I worked for a while there at Alberni and the logging there, and I went back to town. Hurt myself and didn't know it on that when I was falling. I slipped on a log, rolled a man overboard, head man on a saw, about 30 feet into the well. The bark slipped on an old log. By Sim, I didn't know it. I had lumbago for, I didn't work for a year and a half after that. I couldn't prove it though. So, I was in, it was something that's hard to tell. I was in Dover and I could not get a job. Or a whole day. Didn't matter where it was in BC. I could not get a job. I was a man. I was supposed to do a work, and any woman's work I could not get, and that was the only thing I could do. So I landed up going back to the Queen Charlotte Islands after that. And I bought an old boat, went fishing again, and I had to have my brother to go fishing with me when it only takes one man. So there's something to do. When I told him around there that nobody would believe me. But right after, one tried to kill himself in Vancouver with a big truck, a man of 45 years old, didn't do anything, only light work. And then I got ulcers. And then they straightened that rule out. I had been and could have got in the army, which I signed, but they didn't want me. I could have went to work anywhere I want to in any job, but the cripple could not get a job. I was bad in town there that I figured the only way I could get something to eat was to go out in the valley and look for a farmer that needed a little bit of help. I admit that a lot of people never figured it ever happened, but it was true. So when this other man nearly killed him, he run his 4-ton truck on the main and he's right in the big traffic, right between two streetcars. He didn't kill no one. So they want to know why. They said, well, he tried to. So he let it out, and then I got it in the papers, and then they ran Ottawa about it. Only when I went down there that I couldn't have got a job. I was. So, when I was back in Masset, I got this boat, and here I was on it. That fall, I took the boat and now 4 other boats, and we went to Vancouver. I had the smallest one. And I got a new engine next year, and I come back, and I went down the fall. That was 46. And I got married down there, and I took my wife back. Been on the water. And she was having a wonderful time. We were crossing the Queen Charlotte Sound, and I was sitting there scared. The waves are way higher ceiling, about 30 feet high, and off Cape Caution, halfway across the Queen Charlotte Sound. I was a mile now, about 4 miles offshore, and this big ocean swell wind was coming, and when it hit the rock wall of the cliffs on the side, that wave coming back at me was 4 feet. That's going back on the sea that was running there. And I knew it was a storm coming, but I got inside a ways to take the straight run up one of the channels, get the wave behind in case it did blow up. It didn't come till next day. So here's my wife was sitting out in the back in a little skiff having a wonderful time sunbath. Well, I wasn't no sunbath in that one. And so we come up there and we bought a house in Masset and we there till 65. In the fall of 65, I got this the last day of August and worked there. And I finished the house there and first winter enough I could get the family up anyway, and it was a little bit cold a couple of times. It was only 2 below and we didn't have no, there's one room in the 45-foot house, there's only one room in it. There was no partitions yet. So it was slightly warm there. And we stayed there and worked in the planer till that was finished. And then from then I never worked since till I got the job in police station here in Newtown. here. And I worked 9 years for them. So now, since then, I've been having the holiday. But there's lots of things I could say, but I can't talk very good now.
Well, I'd say that was very interesting, Lloyd.
Oh, I left spot.